For those of you who've been stuck inside all winter long with cabin fever and no outdoor concert venues to go to, this Coverville is for you, live on stage and in MP3 right now. Yeah! Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night, January 20th, 2005. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thank you so much for choosing to join me. Tonight we are going to be hitting you with some live tracks, some live covers. But before we get started, let me remind you that Coverville is sponsored by iPodder X. Feed your head and feed your iPod by getting your copy of the number one podcasting Macintosh client today at iPodderX.com. And when you're ready to make that Coverville purchase or make that iPodderX purchase, make sure you use the Coverville coupon code, which is Coverville2005, Coverville2005, and that'll knock $5 off the price of iPodderX, getting you that most excellent software at a most excellent price. A little Bill and Ted in there for you. And all right, I'll admit it, I'm a reality TV junkie. I have been watching a little bit of the American Idol tryouts. This is actually the best part of American Idol. I don't usually stick around too much past the audition shows, but these are all the audition shows where the people who really shouldn't be performing are getting up on stage and singing. And let me just, you know, help you guys out here. If you know somebody who can't sing, and maybe it's a relative, maybe it's your son, your daughter, your brother, and they can't sing, please don't tell them they can. Because some of the stuff that they're showing here is just awful, and these people have been lied to their entire life, told that they can sing, and good gravy. Better they hear it from you than from a stranger, from a total stranger. All right, that's my public service announcement for today. Let's jump into some music here now. Paul Young, I've played on the show before, has built really a career out of cover music. Some of his biggest hits, Every Time You Go Away, Oh Girl, a lot of these tracks are covers, obviously. Before he went solo, he was a member of a British band called The Q-Tips. And this track you're about to hear is The Q-Tips' rendition of Tracks of My Tears. Here, let's let Paul introduce it, shall we?
This one was the second single, Tracks of My Tears.
Smile, look side of face. If you look closer, it's easy to trace. nothing I can do about it. Yeah, yeah, I can't stop the tracks in my teeth. Tracks up picks up the rice in a church where a wedding's been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who's it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
That's Joe Jackson doing his cover of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby, taken from his Summer in the City album. God, that is a great... he's put out a couple really good live albums. That is Summer in the City, that came out about 5 years ago in 2000. And then earlier, he had a double CD, Joe Jackson Live, that I believe featured... three or four different versions, very, very different versions of Is She Really Going Out With Him? Maybe in a future show, I'll pull a couple of those out, but they're They're all excellent. There's like a acapella version and then a slower version, a ballad kind of version. Good stuff from Joe Jackson. Before that, you heard Paul Young and the Q-Tips, his first band. Actually, I think it might be his second band. He was in a band before the Q-Tips called Street Band, and I apologize if I'm getting that mixed up, getting the order of that mixed up, but Paul Young, before he went solo. The Tracks of My Tears, originally by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Okay, a couple years ago, Neil Finn from Split Enz and Crowded House put out an album called Seven Worlds Collide, and another really, really good live album. Great DVD. He's got Johnny Marr. I believe Johnny Marr is actually joining him on this track, but he's also got Eddie Vedder doing vocals on a track, and Tim Finn. Really good collaborative effort from Neil Finn and friends. This is a cover of The Smiths. There is a Light That Never Goes Out by Neil Finn and friends from Seven Worlds Collide.
Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and they're young and alive. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus kills the both of us, to die by your side, such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck crashes into us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight, or take me anywhere, don't care, don't care. In the darkened underpass, I thought, my God, my chance has come at last. Then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight, or take me anywhere, I don't care, I don't care. Just driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one, I haven't got one. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side, such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. There is a light that never goes out. There is a light and it never goes out. There is a light and it never goes out. Oh, there is a light and it never goes out. Thank you. out.
Now, Finn.
Thank you.
Doesn't get any better than that. Blondie covering Bowie. Yeah, Robert Fripp, too, yes. That was Blondie covering David Bowie's Heroes. Great track. Comes from, I've got it, from the David Bowie songbook, but I think it's best. There's definitely a copy I want to get on a Blondie album called Blonde and Beyond that's got a bunch of covers on it. If there's anyone out there who has it who can tell me if it's any good, if the rest of the songs on there are worth picking up, then please drop me a line. Before that, you heard Neil Finn and Friends doing There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. And, you know, in doing these, in kind of segueing these live tracks together, hopefully that last one I did a much better job of getting the applause from the end of that track to sync up with the applause at the beginning of the Blondie track. We'll try it again with this one right here, but I think it cuts off pretty close to the beginning. This is a really cool suggestion. This was a live album that Soul Asylum put out. They went to Grand Forks, Michigan after a big flood up there a couple of years ago, and kind of to help out up there, did the prom. It was, I'm sorry, Grand Forks, North Dakota. I got to thank Tim at 500 by Midnight for recommending this CD. But they do a bunch of really good covers. I think they also do a Tracks of My Tears cover on this. They do Glenn Campbell's and Rhinestone Cowboy. But this was the track I decided to pick for tonight. And by the way, if you're looking for a really kick-ass Las Vegas podcast, definitely check out 500 by Midnight. I listened to the first two shows today, and great stuff. Makes me wish I were in Las Vegas. All right, back to Soul Asylum. Here is, from the After the Flood CD, Dion Ferris's I Know.
Yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, they're doing a cover of Stevie Wonder's Superstition, a song that was originally intended to be a Jeff Beck hit. He and Stevie Wonder worked out some licks, and Stevie Wonder released it before Jeff Beck could and turned it into a hit. Not that Jeff Beck really had any problem making a career, but what do you think of that? All right. That is going to do it for tonight's show. Thank you for listening. Out of, 3,200 different podcasts that are out there, thank you for choosing to listen to mine tonight. If you want to get a hold of me, make a request. We got the Sunday request show coming up. You can do so very, very easily by emailing me at brian@coverville.com. You can also post a message on my weblog at coverville.com. Just make a comment under any entry and it'll get sent to me. Or, better yet, best way to get a hold of me, because then you give me an audio comment that I can play on my show, is to call my Coverville hotline, the red phone, yes, at 206-222-COVERS, or cover, or I think even cove. But we'll say cover for now. How's that? We'll be back on Sunday night for the Sunday night show, the All Request show. And until then, whether you're listening to me on your iPod, your Creative Nomad, your Arcos Jukebox, or your Mac, your PC, or your Tungsten Tea, thank you for listening, and really appreciate it. We'll catch you on the next show. Have a good night.